Welcome back to Coco Yaps. Let's talk poly, priorities, and why love ain't free. Where we keep it all the way honest about relationships, love, and the nonsense in between. In today's episode, we're yapping for real. Let's talk about this rise in people screaming, I want a poly relationship. But meanwhile, they can't even afford one. You want to build a whole polycule, but your phone's on do not disturb. Let's talk about it. Polyamory is not, I want to talk to multiple people at once. It's not, I don't feel like committing. And it's not, I'm bored in my relationship. It's work. It's maintenance. It's emotional and financial responsibility times two or times three. So let's break it down. Let's be honest. Dating is expensive. Time is limited. Emotional energy is draining. Now, multiply that by two or three partners. If you can't take one woman out without saying you got me this time, or buy your partner a meal without splitting it down the middle, or offering emotional support, baby, what are you doing with multiple relationships? Too many people call it poly when they really just want a hall pass. Polyamory isn't a cheat code to avoid commitment. It's not a green light for chaos. It's multiple honest relationships, not multiple situationships with excuses. If you can't provide, why are you multiplying? Can you be emotionally available to multiple people? Can you handle conflict times two? Can you afford multiple birthdays, love languages, and date nights? Poly doesn't require you to be rich, but it does require you to be responsible. You are not Hugh Hefner. You are Harold. Harold from Section 8. Let's keep it cute. So if you're going to be poly, be intentional, be respectful, and be prepared. Because real polyamory is built on communication, consent, and capacity. And if you can't afford therapy, gas money, or to take care of yourself, maybe focus on that before adding an extra heart to your life. Poly ain't for the weak or the broke. That's today, Coco Yap, and baby, I said what I said. Polyamory, cool, do your thing, but stop weaponizing it when you really just want options without accountability. Share this with your polycurious friends, your I just want an open relationship, your ex, or anyone who think love is free. Until next time, keep it real, keep it grown, and keep it yapping. Peace.